the discussions between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, you will find like miners trying to excavate gold from a... Can you switch off that fan? Like the example is given, sometimes you excavate, you get iron. Sometimes you excavate further, you know, you may get some bronze or something. You excavate further, you get gold, you get diamond. Similarly, they were actually coming with finer and finer platforms of loving relationship with that one Supreme God, Krishna. Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī Pāda, in his Bhaktisāmṛta Sindhu, also has said that the greatest impediment for the jīva in approaching Krishna are two great ghosts, piśācīs. They are the bhukti and mukti, kām. In this world, it is very easy to see when there is expectation, material expectations, that leads to distraction from Krishna, and that distraction leads to frustration. But if there are no material expectations from approaching Krishna, then one can very easily attain the lotus feet of Krishna. And what is jiva in this world is the sangha with karma, jnana, these impurities. For example, the karma impurity is desire for pratishtha, man samman, expectation for respect and prestige. And the jnana is the speculation. Actually, the purpose of speculation is to analyze the difference between sat and asat, shreyas, prayas, to understand the ultimate. But the same speculation becomes a great stumbling block when one approaches the Supreme Lord. Because when one approaches the Supreme Lord with that speculation fails. Because Krishna is beyond all speculation. Krishna requires surrender. So it is said, Prahlad, when he went to the temple of Krishna, when he saw the Sri Vigraha, he could see it as Sakshat Krishna because of his simplicity. Prabhupada is appreciating in one of his lectures about Prahlada's purity and Prahlada's simplicity, which even the demigods admired very much. So that is why when Brahma saw, when he asked Lakshmiji to approach the Lord and offer the garland, she said, Adrishta Ashruta Purvam. She said, I have never heard about such a form. I have never seen my husband in this kind of ferocious form before. So I am not sufficiently confident to approach, she said. Shankita, it is said. Shankita means she was doubtful. So a wife cannot approach a man whom she is doubtful, whether he is my husband or someone else, like the Prabhupada says. Because a wife is a chaste wife of Narayana. So that happened to Lakshmi because of the influence of Leela Shakti. Leela Shakti purposefully covered Lakshmi's understanding of Narayana at this point of time, especially to glorify Prahlad. Because Prahlad is the hero to be glorified there, at that point of time. So none of the devatas Lakshmi could approach. But when Prahlad went up the steps and approached Lord Narasimha and offered him the garland and offered obeisances and stood very close to him, all the demigods were looking at each other. Just see this small child, he has no fear because he is simple. Just like the cub has no fear to approach the lion. The cub is very comfortable with the lion, but any other animal near the lion will not be comfortable. So similarly, Prahlad is of the same jati like the Supreme Lord. And what is that jati? See, demigods, when we worship, they don't love us. Neither do we love them while approaching them. We look at their pocket, they look at our hands, what we are bringing. That is the nature between devatas and jivas. But when you go to the Supreme Lord, the devotee approaches him with pure love. And the Lord also reciprocates pure love. That is the relationship. And Prahlada's utter simplicity touched the Lord so much that his anger could be pacified. So, sometimes you go to village, in a house they have cleaned the house with gobar. Completely, very nicely. It's dried up also. And it's like a gobar bed. You've seen that? Thick. How many of you have seen in a village? Yeah. Sometimes they lit up a lamp inside. You go, thatched cottage. It'll be fragrant and clean. No flies. No mosquitoes. Nothing can come there. It is like, from a practical scientific point of view, it is antiseptic. From a spiritual point of view, it is sanctified by gobar. So similarly, the pure devotee's heart is like that. It is clean, completely nirmal. And what makes it nirmal is freedom from bhukti and mukti. Bhukti means material expectations in the material world, wanting to become master of the material world. And mukti means one is frustrated in this world, so one wants to become master there. If not master here, master there, in the after liberation. Whereas bhakti means neither master here nor master there, where? Only servant. Servant of the Supreme Lord, whether I am there, whether I am here. So that consciousness is free from any material expectations, which is very conducive for approaching the Lord with the chanting of the holy name. Because in chanting of the holy name, what happens? There will be zero distraction for a devotee if one is free from bhukti and mukti desires. Because we have many, many expectations in life, that is why we are distracted during chanting. Multiple vectors are moving in different directions. Whereas a devotee who cultivates systematically bhakti through the Navvidha bhakti and cultivates the right attitude, one will become free from these two major ghosts which are haunting every jiva in this world. And having freed from that, one can approach the Lord very easily through the chanting of the holy name. And the chanting of the holy name is a very simple process when the heart is simple. Like you see, when Krishna was put in Taraju, and all the queens of Dwaraka were putting all their jewels and ornaments and everything, huge quantity, and nothing was of avail. And Krishna's weight was so much, they were wondering, so much jewelry, gold, silver we have given, still it is not equating Krishna. And they were wondering what to do. Satyabhama was wondering with all other queens. That time Rukmini was called. And what did Rukmini put? She didn't put a tulasi pot on the pan. She just put one small tulasi only. Tulasi pot has some weight also. But she put only one tulasi. Immediately Krishna, boom, he went up like this. Which goes to show, even little things offered to Krishna with bhakti or love can purchase Krishna. And for that, right attitude, this freedom from these two dangerous ghosts of bhukti, mukti are needed. That's why Rupa Goswami focuses on this. And Ramanandra's discussion with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, today we'll discuss in the Bhagavatam class. It is so pure. It is so pure, it's like gold. Anyone who can understand it and enter into this, they are saved from all dangers of the material world as well as merging into Brahman, which is considered another naraka for a devotee. Because there is no service for Krishna there. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let us offer our humble obeisances into all the Vaishnava devotees.